Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hatchett, who is Associate Commissioner for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy's here today to talk to us about flood insurance, which is a unfortunately pressing issue for Baltimore, among a lot of other places in our state. So Joy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you are busy, and you get busier after the recent problems we've had, but I guess problems are always happening, so you are a busy person. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us about the Insurance Administration?
The Maryland Insurance Administration is a state agency that regulates the insurance industry. We're the ones that make sure that the insurance companies comply with all of Maryland laws. And we do that in multiple ways. We look at the policies that they sell, the premiums that they charge, making sure that all of that is done in compliance with Maryland law. And let me give you a perfect example.
Please.
Let's say that someone, after one of these major storms, has damage to their home.
Uh-huh.
And they can't get the issue resolved with the insurance company. We are the state agency that people can come to try to get help to make sure that whatever the insurance company is doing or saying is in compliance with that law. And we do it for all types of insurance, your auto, your homeowners, your renter, your life, or your health insurance. So basically, I tell people, think of us sort of as the Better Business Bureau for insurance.
Great, great. How can somebody find out more information?
Well, there are a couple of ways. You can look at our website, that's insurance.maryland.gov, or you can give us a call, 1-800-492-6116. And we've got all types of information to help you basically save money on your policy and make sure that you're getting the right type of policy that fits your specific needs.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great website. There's a lot of good information on there.
Thank you. And we're also getting much more active on social media. We're active on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. So you can just go there and get all kinds of information that might help you.
Yeah. Yeah, and information is the key. One of the reasons why I have you on every so often, and it's been about 8 months or 10 months since you've been on, is that so many folks don't know really much of anything about insurance. It's this amorphous kind of thing out there that somebody else has, but that, you know, I don't really know anything about it, but I'm sure it would be helpful, but... And folks don't know until something happens, and then they realize, well, unfortunately, it's too late.
Well, and that's one of the things that we try to help. We do a lot of outreach events so that the first time you don't pick up your insurance policy and read it is when you have a denial letter or an issue. It's much better if you know beforehand so that you can prepare and get the type of policy that you need for your family and yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Good words and good advice. Let's talk about flood insurance. The recent rains have not really, I guess you really can't call them rain. It's more like torrential downpours.
And one of the things that we've learned here in Maryland over the years is that your homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover flooding. But I think a lot of people really don't understand what flooding is.
Mm-hmm.
They think that in order for there to be a flood, they have to live right beside the water. They have to be down on the eastern shore, or they have to live beside a river or a lake. But any time there's water that seeps into your home from the outside, that by definition is considered flooding.
Uh-huh.
So with all of the recent rains we've had in Baltimore or across the state, last year we had more rain in this state than we ever had. And there were flooding events all over. And people had damage that had never had damage before. And water is a powerful thing. It can basically move doors, move furniture. And so it's really important that you understand what your policy covers and what it doesn't cover. So I try to really make sure people understand the difference between flood damage and water damage. Flooding, in order for you to have coverage for that, you have to buy a separate policy from something called the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program. And that's a federal program. And that program does provide coverage for flooding, but it's very limited. Now, that's different than if you have water damage because of a pipe that bursts or, let's say, a shower overflows. Those types of things are going to be covered under a homeowner's policy. So it's important for you to know the difference between the two.
There's two kinds of water.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you're in an area, and this is what I tell folks, if the last heavy rain that we had, did you have flooding in your home? Did your basement get flooded? Was the water coming towards your home? If that's the case, then you should consider whether a flood insurance policy is right for you. Also think about in the area that you live, has there been some change in that general area? Have they removed trees? Trees are a natural absorbent of water. So that could change the flow. Has there been a lot of development? All of those things could change whether or not your home would be flooded. And if you're trying to figure out, well, my bank doesn't require me to have flood insurance, so I don't need it. There are plenty of places where you are close to an area that is considered a special hazard flood zone.
Like a floodplain?
Exactly. And the water doesn't know where that line is. So the water doesn't say, oops, can't go there because it's not a special hazard zone.
It doesn't obey rules.
No. And so what you have to do is look at your specific situation and make an informed decision.
Yeah, if you live at the bottom of the hill, for example.
Exactly. The water is going to flow toward your home. And sometimes, and I still hear, and it's sort of bothers me, people have been told you can't buy flood insurance. Almost every place in the state of Maryland, flood insurance is available. So if you receive advice that you can't get it, what I tell people is to talk with someone else or give us a call because we will help you sort of tell you what the parameters are. We've got a wonderful insurance disaster preparedness guide that explains all about flood insurance, water damage, helping you be more prepared.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on today is you just released a good video on it.
Exactly. We've got a, and for some people, they like to read information, so we've got something for them, but some people are very visual. So we've got a great video that's only about a minute and a half long that talks all about what whether your homeowner's policy covers it, how you can get it, and the advantages of having it. I mean, September starts Disaster Preparedness Month. Everybody should be just sort of looking at their specific circumstances and making decisions on how they can better prepare.
Yeah, and so they can go on your website or they can contact the National Flood Insurance Program.
Exactly.
And that would just be, they could just search for that on their browser?
Or they can go to floodsmart.gov.
Oh.
And that's a great resource to give you all kinds. If you live in one of those areas that's a special hazard, that means that you've got a really high chance of being flooded. So you're going to pay more. But if you don't live in one of those areas, you're probably going to qualify for something called a preferred risk policy, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a lot cheaper. But it's all based on where you live. So if you go to that floodsmart.gov, plug in your address, you can get an idea of how much the policy will cost.
Okay. And, excuse me, is flood insurance provided by the government?
It's a federal program.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are a couple of different ways you can get it. The federal program, the NFIP, is the way that most individuals get it.
Mm-hmm.
But businesses, for them, because with these floodings, water will flood a business as well.
Yeah.
They will be able to sometimes buy it from a private insurance carrier.
Ah.
So businesses will get a commercial flood insurance policy. And I really don't want to leave the businesses out, because as we saw in Ellicott City, that the businesses sometimes receive even more damage than some of the homeowners.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess partially because they're located more conveniently to downtown areas, whether they're at the bottom of hills or wherever.
Exactly. And also a lot, especially those that have inventory, they have a lot of things in their building that if the water washes them away or damages them, they can sustain really significant losses.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough issue. It's a tough issue. And one other question I had, because this is something that anybody with car insurance thinks about, is will my rates be affected if I file?
Well, yes and no.
Uh-huh.
Under Maryland law with your automobile, basically there are times when the company will have, they'll give you a one-shot free. You uh-huh. get to file a claim, and they may have a claims forgiveness program.
Right.
However, what may end up happening, it depends on the company, you may lose a discount. So though there's not going to be a direct impact because of the loss, if I lose a discount, that still means that my premium may increase.
Yeah, yeah.
And that can happen for both auto and homeowners. So these are just things you need to be aware of.
Yeah, yeah. And the way to be aware of them is to educate yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if you have questions about insurance, and that's flood insurance or car insurance or whatever it is, insurance, go to the one-stop shop.
Exactly. And as I said, we try to give you information in small nuggets that are easy to understand. Insurance contracts, nobody is going to sit down and read a 100-page document. You're not going to do that. So
not even if you're paid.
Exactly. It's much better to get a minute and a half video or a Facebook post that just teaches you a little.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You would advise folks to, before you think, it's not affordable or it's not going to affect me or whatever, learn more about it.
Exactly.
Because it's a little preparation, as they say, right?
Exactly. I mean, most people with their homeowner's insurance, they purchased it when they went to settlement. And they've never looked at that document again. One of the biggest things you don't want to happen is some major event occur and all of a sudden find out you don't have the right coverage.
And wham, wham. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. For our website, that's insurance.maryland and spell out Maryland.gov. And our phone number, 800-492-6116.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, who is Associate Commissioner for the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks so much.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.